Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, I found out something about alimony. It isn't so much the high cost of living as the high cost of leaving.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. And now into the business at hand. How are you today, Ginger?
I feel so goony today. I wonder what it could be.
Well, Ginger, so maybe it's love. Oh, love. Love, the most wonderful thing in the world.
Mr. Holtz, just what is love? Just a psychic hypermetamorphosis leading to hypersensitivity and megalomania resulting in angiopathic neurasthenia.
On second thought, Ginger, to heck with it. Here's a story. Here's a story that I know that you're going to like. I mean to say, well, it's the kind of a story that proves that honesty is the best of policy. Well, here's the story. It has to do with a small town in the South, and they need a minister. So they find out about a young man who's living about 100 miles north of there and a young man who's living about 100 miles south of there. So the committee agree that the young man who delivers the best sermon, he's the man who'll get the job. So these two young men arrive, and they're both living in the same house. And this one young man is rehearsing his speech. Now, the other young boy can hear it, and it's the most amazing sermon that he's ever heard in his whole life. And now, about a half hour later, the young boy who had been rehearsing his sermon, he goes for a walk. And the boy that's in the house, he sneaks into his room and he steals the speech. Now, the next afternoon, the boy who stole the speech, he said, "Would you mind if I spoke first?" So they said, "No, we don't mind at all." So he got up and he delivered the sermon that he had stolen word for word. And the committee applauded because it was really and truly a wonderful speech. Well, the young man who had written the speech, he had no other speech prepared, so what could he do? He delivered the same speech verbatim, word for word. Now the committee was amazed. Well, they didn't know what to do, so they excused themselves, and they were gone for about 15 minutes, and they came back with their verdict. They said, "Young men, we have decided to hire the young man who spoke last. Because any man that could hear so wonderful a speech once and remember it word for word, that's the minister for us."
Do you believe in love, Mr. Holt?
Oh, it's wonderful. You get married. You move into your own little apartment.
If I move into my own little apartment, it'll be because I was born under a lucky sign.
A lucky sign?
Yes, rooms for rent.
Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.